Let's take some time now and do some meditation on this, okay? So if you want to wiggle, wiggle. And then let's spend 10 or 15 minutes doing this meditation of envisioning our own death. I mean, if you want to just spend some time thinking about the stories I told you, do that. And then move into imagining the scenario of your own death, what it feels like, how the people you're close to are reacting, how your own mind is reacting. Check up the kind of work that or things that you would like to clear up before you die, so that we can start to make preparation. Okay? Is it clear what to do? Questions? Okay. The question was about eternal and permanent. Okay. So the Buddha is, once one has become a Buddha, that is eternal. One is always a Buddha. You never fall back from not being a Buddha. But one's mind is still impermanent. One's mind changes moment by moment by moment by moment. Okay? The empty nature of the Buddha's mind, the lack of inherent existence of the Buddha's mind, is permanent, and it's also eternal. Yeah. See, when we talk about the Buddha, there's different, sometimes we talk about the different bodies of the Buddha. That doesn't mean physical bodies of the Buddha. Okay? When we talk about the Buddha's wisdom consciousness, that's called the wisdom dharmakaya, okay? That's the mind that is full of compassion and wisdom. That mind is eternally a Buddha from the time that that person attains enlightenment. From then on, they're eternally a Buddha. But their mind stream is changing moment by moment by moment because a Buddha perceives different things every moment. So, of course, the mind stream that's perceiving is impermanent. Okay? Changing moment by moment. That's the what they call the wisdom dharmakaya. Sometimes we talk about the nature dharmakaya, the nature body of the Buddha. Okay? That refers to the lack of inherent existence of the Buddha's mind. Okay? That is a permanent phenomenon. It doesn't change. It doesn't go in and out of existence. It doesn't change moment by moment. When we talk of the different manifestation bodies of the Buddha, either what they call the great the enjoyment body or the emanation body, the different physical forms in which a Buddha can appear in, those are also impermanent. Okay. The emanation body particularly is not eternal. For example, if we look at the Buddha from the point of view of having been enlightened all before, and then manifesting the appearance of Shakyamuni 2,500 years ago, okay, then that body of the Buddha, okay, that person appearing as that historical figure is not eternal. Shakyamuni, okay, Shakyamuni went. Okay, so not eternal, and also changing moment by moment, so impermanent. Uh-huh. Yeah. And there's two kinds of Buddha nature. One kind is permanent and one kind is impermanent. That's eternal. The empty nature of our own mind is permanent, and just the clear and knowing nature of our mind is impermanent. I said the empty nature is permanent, and the clear and knowing nature, just our ability to perceive objects, for objects to arise and for us to engage in them, the thing that makes that process happen is impermanent. Yeah? Yeah. Because, look, I mean, each moment of mind is clear in knowing, and yet each moment is different from the previous moment. Okay? Mm-hmm. Understanding impermanence leads to understanding emptiness. Your question is, how does understanding impermanence help you to understand emptiness? Okay. Well, emptiness means that there's a lack of what currently appears to us to be some solid, existing, independent something that is everything. Okay, like there's a real solid thing that's me, and there's a real solid something in here that's a watch, and there's a real solid something in here that's a glass. It's completely independent of everything else. Okay, actually, nothing exists as solid, independent entities. That's what we mean by inherent existence. Solid, independent entities that exist in and of themselves, completely independent of influence from any other thing. Okay? That's how things appear to us. That's how we grasp them to exist. But it's a complete hallucination that we're grasping at. Now, if we understand impermanence, okay, then we begin to understand that everything changes moment by moment. So if we start to look at this thing and we recognize this thing is made of all these atoms and molecules, and the electrons are spinning and the molecules are doing all their things, and everything's changing moment to moment, never remaining the same. You know, the electron from one moment to the next moment, there's nothing. There's not some solid electron. Then we begin to get this feeling that there's, hold on, maybe there's nothing solid in here to grasp onto as existing in and of itself, because it's just all these parts that are together and all these parts are changing. Okay? So it helps us get some sense of insubstantiality. And even if you think that the scientist said, what is it, things that look so solid to us, but most of it is actually empty space. You know, it's just the electrons are spinning so fast, it all looks quite solid, but in actual fact, most of what's there is just empty space. Yeah? So if we kind of sit and think about that for a while in terms of our body, yeah? And the fact that you have all these particles kind of whirling around, giving the illusion of something solid, but it's actually just a little bit of, material substance and a lot of space, then we also come to have a different feeling about our body. And it doesn't seem like there's this thing made of lead anymore. Please do this meditation at home.